So I'm here with Kate in our social media safari table, and we've been talking about the importance of local gov taking part in local online conversations and spaces they won't control. So online forums, blogs, Facebook pages and the like, and to try and get officers to talk to people online in the way they do offline, you know, not as a kind of comms press statement, but as people. And you were talking about your experiences with your local authority.
I think local government are really afraid of the consequences of what happens after people have said something. So at the moment, with all the cuts going on, people are looking at local authorities and questioning what they're doing and why they're doing it. And there is a real culture of fear around what happens if somebody speaks to somebody about something and they say something that's not quite so favourable about the local authority. How do they then deal with that? So I think there's definitely a fear of getting involved at this kind of level. And I think with things like social media and blogging and that kind of stuff, it's there and it's permanent. If you just have a conversation with someone in the street, it's kind of like, well, prove that I said that. Whereas writing on a forum, getting involved at that level, I think people do get a worry that because it's there and people can go back and then they can quote them on what they've said. And it's a real shame because I think it shouldn't be like that. But at the moment, people are frightened of losing their jobs and they're not going to want to do anything that would put their position at risk. So,
I mean, from what you were saying, and you said kind of the local authority comms team need to approve everything that goes out in writing, be it on an informal forum or as to a local newspaper. You know, you seem to be saying that it's not just what they might say online, it's the act of saying something online that seems to be putting officers at risk.
Yeah, they do like to control things. I think you've got to kind of look at it from their perspective. They've been given their job and their role, their sole purpose for being where they are is to control how the council is viewed by the public. So that's their arena. And if there's a risk that they might, there might be consequences of what a local officer says, then they're the ones that usually are responsible. So I know that when councils have said things that they shouldn't have done to the press, that kind of what follows afterwards, it's always them having to mop up the mess. So I can see why they're afraid of it, because I might say something and not think of the consequences, and it might annoy somebody who will then complain to the council. That's dealt with by an entirely separate group of people who spend their life dealing with the consequences of what local government officers have said. So it's understandable that they should look at ways of actually working with people. They should look at ways of training people to, you know, what should you say, what shouldn't you say, what kinds of things might get a negative response, so that people feel a lot more comfortable to engage with the public and have that really useful interaction, but with the confidence that it's going to provide benefits to council and not bring negative PR.
I mean, you were talking about mopping at the mess. I mean, we were saying often what the PR and comms team end up doing, because there is that control from a small team without endless resources, is because the officers can't take part. I mean, we were saying this in the conversation earlier. Because the officers can't take part in the conversation early on, it does become a mess that the PR and comms team have to end up mopping up, because it's before someone's gone in and kind of taken part in that conversation and kind of maybe poured oil over troubled waters, it's built up into something that's become much bigger than it needed to be.
Absolutely. I think people need to start experimenting a bit more and gaining confidence in doing this kind of stuff, because the value is brilliant and the networks that you can get just from talking to local people and the ideas that you can get. Local government are very much about delivering services and stuff to the public, but not always so good at interacting with them at the level that they need to interact with them. It's all quite formal. You know, they have the community forums, all the engagement groups are quite formal. So to get people to work at this level is a really new way of doing things. And people need to be given the freedom to just kind of test the water a little bit, really. And maybe start with some really, like, non-important topics, so issues that aren't sensitive, and get them used to doing it. And then build up to the more tricky issues around where youth clubs, you know, youth centres are going to get closed, and libraries are going to get closed. Because that's where you really need engagement, but you need people that are confident enough to interact and to talk to people without that fear.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.